The Santa Rosa Police Department is developing a comprehensive three-year strategic plan that will be crucial in shaping the department's future. Part of the process is a survey, available in English and Spanish, that aims to gather insight on community member experiences and interactions with the police department, community engagement initiatives, and community safety priorities. The survey is active now and will remain open through March 18th and can be accessed through the police department's website. A United Airlines flight lost a tire while taking off from San Francisco International Airport Thursday morning as it fell onto a car in an airport employee parking lot. The flight was headed to Japan but had to divert to Los Angeles after losing the wheel. The runway the plane used was briefly closed to clear some debris. There was no danger to passengers, as planes are designed to land missing tires. The passengers finally got on their way to Japan last night. And don't forget, daylight savings time starts this Sunday at 2 a.m. So before you head to bed Saturday night, move those clocks forward 1 hour. We lose an hour of sleep but gain sunlight at the end of the day. We'll get that hour back on November 3rd. When we set our clocks back 1 hour. Well, it is time for another check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. And still, so far, so good. I don't have any stalls, accidents, or delays this Friday morning. Let's see if we can keep that up. Our KZST news time is now 6:32.
Finding the right place for yourself or a loved one is becoming more and more challenging. My name is Sean, and I invite you to come experience Arbol Residences. We've been serving Santa Rosa seniors for over 20 years.
Arbol Residences is a senior living community offering a continuing level of care, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing.
We offer licensed nursing care 7 days a week, a rarity in this area. Arbol is more than fully staffed across all care levels, which you may have heard is also hard to find these days.
Caring and highly trained staff make all the difference in the world. The main goal is to do everything possible to keep residents happy and healthy in order to live their best life possible.
I invite you to come and see the difference. Call today to reserve your experience.
More information online at arbolsantarosa.com, RCFE number 496-803-785, CDPH number 01000430. When you're looking for a dining experience that's packed with flavor and fun, try Simmer Claw Bar. Southern-style boils with a Cajun twist are their specialty, and they're confident you'll love them too. But they're more than boils. The menu features fresh seafood, delicious sides, and a variety of craft beers on tap. With a large seating area and multiple televisions, enjoy the flavors of the bayou at Simmer Claw Bar. It's a perfect night out with friends and family. Text SIMMER to 85100 for a special discount.
Download the free Upside app and earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. In sports, social media star-turned-boxer Jake Paul will fight former heavyweight champ Mike Tyson on July 20th at AT&T Stadium. Netflix will stream the bout between the 27-year-old Paul and 57-year-old Tyson. Tyson hasn't fought since he and Roy Jones Jr. met in a 2020 exhibition that ended in a draw. And your forecast. Today, sunny skies with a mid-60s. Really a nice day. Tonight, we should see increasing clouds. Overnight lows in the 40s. And as we get towards morning, showers are possible. Tomorrow, early morning showers and cloudy for the rest of the day. Highs right around 60. Rain is likely on Sunday and Monday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Drivers traveling along Sonoma Highway at night past the DeRosa Center for Contemporary Art will be able to see a video art display. We the People is a display that will be projected onto the side of a building visible from the road. The artwork shows human faces, photographed by Jock McDonald at Glide Memorial Church in 2021. The black and white photos slowly morph between individuals. You can catch the show from now through April 21st. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
KZST, welcome to your Friday. It is 6:39, 40 chilly degrees, but we'll warm up. Sunshine, mid-60s on the way. Good morning.
Sleeping poorly on your mattress? Find your perfect mattress match and huge savings at the Mancini Sleep World Spring Clearance Sale. Get 50% off showcased Tempur-Pedic Adapt models and 50% off Casper mattresses. Plus, get free next-day delivery, old mattress removal, and in-home setup on over 7,000 mattresses in stock. The spring clearance sale is on now at Mancini Sleep World.
Your neighborhood grocery outlet has the name brands you love, all at shockingly low prices. But do you ever wonder how we do it? Simple. We buy opportunistic items for less and pass the savings along to you. When a brand has excess inventory from packaging or manufacturing overruns, they call us. There's no club membership needed. So stop by your local grocery outlet today and let the bargain hunt begin.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free info kit, 800-328-9696. That's 800-328-9696.
Trade in your old furnace with Henry Mechanical and get cash for your clunker. Upgrade to a more efficient heating system today. Home of the free second opinion. HenryMechanical.com.
All righty, Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. Coming up on the show, the Queen of Cuisine and Press Democrat food writer Heather Irwin will be here at 8:10 talking restaurants and the local food scene. Always entertaining and informative. Also, it is International Women's Day, so let's celebrate women. A bunch of local events going on to honor women everywhere. We will chat. Plus, it is Oscar weekend in Hollywood and right here in Sonoma County with the biggest local watch party going on at the Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol. They're doing the red carpet. All that and more coming up right here on KZST.
Flashy in my Mercedes Benz. I got You took your time with the call, I took no time with the fall. You gave me nothing at all, but still you're in my way. I beg and borrow and steal, at first sight and it's real. I didn't know I would feel it, but it's in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing.
County's KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 647, 39 degrees, not very warm now, but sunshine coming out. It'll be mid-60s today. And I want to pass this along. It is called Barbie's Birthday Bash. It is out at the Healdsburg Museum. Features Barbie bingo, a photo booth, raffle prizes. Plus, you can bring your own Barbie dolls and dress in pink. How much fun is that? The party is for all ages. It's happening tomorrow, Healdsburg Museum. You can check out the vintage Barbie exhibit as well on this International Women's Day. Barbie's Birthday Bash, celebrating the 65th anniversary of the doll this weekend. for tuning in to 100.1. This is KZST.
The cold weather may be lingering, but SEP has some hot tips to help save energy and show your bill some love. Start by making sure you're on the right electricity rate plan and taking advantage of discount programs you may qualify for. These two things can make a big difference in your bill. Show your thermostat some TLC. Lower it a few degrees when you're away or snuggled up under a blanket. And consider a smart thermostat. It knows when to keep it cozy and when to take a break. Let's talk lighting. Swap out those old bulbs for energy-efficient LEDs. They're brighter and they last longer. Your wallet will thank you. And be sure to check your energy bill for any unusual spikes. It could be time to reassess your energy habits. We can help. Visit SonomaCleanPower.org or drop by our Energy Center in Santa Rosa. For more help, understanding, and lowering your bill, we look forward to seeing you. Sonoma Clean Power. Innovation grown locally.
Did you know that making sure our children can read well by third grade is one of the most important steps we can take to make sure they succeed at school and in life? Hi, this is Dr. Amy Carter, Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools. The Sonoma County Office of Education and I are proud to partner with KZST and the Read On Sonoma program to inspire elementary students to become great readers. I'm pleased to report that Read On Sonoma is off to a great start.
Sonoma County students have read more than 40,000 books so far this year. That's an average of 35 books per student. 15% of our students read over 1 million words last school year, and many more came very close. As a result, the average percentage correct on quizzes increased from 85 to 95% from last semester.
To donate or learn more about Read On Sonoma, visit readonsonoma.org. readonsonoma.org.
License number 254603.
Aunt Laura!
Morning, Danny.
Oh, there you are. I have an idea for the radio ads, and I know you are going to love it.
Okay, Danny, let's hear it.
We need a jingle.
A jingle?
Yeah, we need to have a jingle that reminds people how awesome our plumbers are.
I mean, our plumbers are amazing.
A jingle that lets everyone know we've been plumbing, like, forever.
Ever since your grandfather started Gotelli.
Gotelli Plumbing can fix any problem quickly and easily.
Well, that seems like a lot to put in a jingle.
Already wrote it, Aunt Laura. Want to hear it?
Sure. Fire away. You know what? That does say it all. Good job, Danny.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Visit us online at GotelliPlumbing.com.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and now what I call the Mishmash Minute, a hodgepodge of local information, a mix of tidbits that may somehow impact you. First, you won't be able to order free at-home COVID-19 tests after today, according to U.S. health officials. Since November, households in Sonoma County and across the nation were allowed to order 4 tests through the website COVID.gov. The government has delivered 1.8 billion tests to the American people. North Bay Science Discovery Day, almost here, which features exhibits and STEM activities for children and teens. The popular science festival takes place tomorrow at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. And to wrap up the Mishmash Minute, if you're into sushi and sake, this one's for you. The Healdsburg Crawl, where you walk to a bunch of local hotspots to eat sushi and sip sake. $50 a ticket. The event is Sunday. This Sunday, a few of the stops include Sushi by Scratch and Lo and Behold.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine, just on the night, like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework, come on show 'em what.
wasted space. Your original cannot be replaced. If you only knew what the future holds. After a hurricane comes a rainbow. Maybe a reason why all the doors are closed. So you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow. And when it's time you know, you just gotta ignite the light and live.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, March 8th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7 a.m. I'm Brent Allen. Sunny and pretty nice for today. A little cool right now, though. We are sitting at 39 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. According to a lengthy article in the Press Democrat, Sonoma County missed out on some $38 million in funding for substance abuse treatment services back in 2018. The county was in the process of applying for the funds, but then Director of Health Services Barbie Robinson never took the final agreement to the Board of Supervisors for their approval, missing out on the funding. Robinson no longer works or lives in Sonoma County. Well, we will not have another election results update until 5 p.m. today. Sonoma County Registrar of Voters Diva Marie Proto did state that with the addition of over 73,000 ballots received after the polls closed, Sonoma County's voter turnout will be close to 50% of registered voters. That number will be slightly higher than the state average, but lower than previous elections in Sonoma County. Petaluma police arrested 69-year-old John Larson Wednesday after receiving a call from a girl who stated he was harassing her and some of her friends and attempting to give them cocaine and marijuana. Larson apparently followed the girls to East Washington Place Shopping Center, where he almost got into a fight with another individual. Police were able to arrest him. He's being held on